Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Don't touch that dial.
A what?
We'll be right back.
Well, when he said right back, he meant now.
Bob McClain.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, Tuesday alohas to you. Here we go into the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mac Show. Do the same thing as in the other three.
Let's
do that. Grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address, bob@1063WORD.com. Missed the keyword, final one for this Tuesday in the $1,000 bankroll contest. The wonderful places we were talking about out west before the news, W-E-S-T, west, is the keyword for this hour. Text it to 72881. Get your name in the hat in the $1,000 bankroll contest. Already three winners. Love to make you number four. Okay. In on the text line, Bobby was just at Walmart, sad to say, but very unappealing. No wonder I avoid going there. Very rarely shop there. Bobby, do you not think the Iraqis will preempt our attack if we warn them? Yeah, but probably worth the effort. And I think many of the Iranian people hate the regime that is running things. You know, before Ayatollah Khomeini came back from Paris and took over there, Iran was very westernized. And, of course, the mullahs in their infinite Islamic wisdom put a quick halt to that. Bobby, did the hostages get compensated by Iran? Could not the $150 billion have been used for that purpose instead of giving it to the terrorists? Well, you'd have to take that up with Obama. Gentrification for Iran. I guess that's one way of describing it. Bob, the takeover of the embassy may have happened because Jimmy Carter was in over his depth, but it wasn't his fault. It was the Muslims' fault for starting that takeover. Yeah, the Revolutionary Guard and all those characters. Bob, about the Iranians, we don't want to have to kill them, but they do need to be taught a lesson. Bob, if we warn Iran, the terrorists will be the first to leave. Now, many of them are already gone already, anyhow. Yemen, all over the Middle East. Well, all over the world, as far as that goes. About the planned blackout, rolling blackouts. The headline of the story from the American Thinker today, California descending to third world status with planned electricity blackouts for up to a week. That'll make this summer a lot of fun. Bobby, you don't think there's some planned criminality during that blackout, do you? No, not to worry. It'll be fine. Right. Well, let's move along to today's stupid school news, shall we? This, one of the websites that typically tracks this stuff, quote, shut the F up right now. This is wrong. This is triggering. You're not an innocent human being. You're a terrible person. Those were the words of Jillian Ward, a thoroughly indoctrinated feminist and 19-year-old student from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Ward's outrage started when a group of pro-life activists visited the UNC Chapel Hill campus to bring attention to the issue of abortion. The Created Equal group, that's the name of the pro-life group, uses images to show the gruesome reality of abortion and to engage students in conversation about this human injustice. Ms. Ward approached their table in early April and said, "Did you all put these up?" That's when she lashed out, police said. Watching the video, there's virtually no time between when Ward asked if they put up the display and when she begins running toward one of the representatives of the group, throwing punches. Austin Beagle is a member of Created Equal. When he acknowledged that he had put up the display, Ward came after him with a barrage of fists. Beagle was reportedly punched in the face multiple times and additionally took a blow to the stomach. His fellow group member called the police, who responded and arrested Ms. Ward. When questioned by police following the attack, Ward said she was a pro-choice feminist and an aspiring journalist. Well, she'll be welcomed with open arms into the media culture, the politically correct lamestream media. She said she was triggered by graphic photographs depicting aborted children put up by the group. "Effing terrible person," Ward screamed during the attack. "You're a terrible person. This is not okay. This is not okay. Shut the F up right now. This is wrong. This is triggering. You're not an innocent human being. You're a terrible person." Beagle said that violence from abortion supporters is becoming more common. In a Facebook post, president of the pro-life group, Mark Harrington, said he's seen this trend increasingly across campuses in the United States, students being groomed on college campuses to be leaders, writers, and thinkers of the left are increasing in censorship and violence against those with whom they disagree. UNC police arrested Ward following the assault. She's expected to appear in court in June. Harrington pointed out Pennsylvania State Representative Brian Sims' recent harassment of pro-life women and teens is painting the picture of what the future looks like when people like Ward come to power. Outrage grew after a video emerged of Sims, Pennsylvania State Representative, offering online viewers $100 to dox teenage girls praying peacefully outside a Philadelphia Planned Parenthood abortion clinic. You know about doxing. That's where you give somebody's personal information, address and phone number and all that. An online petition started by LifeNews.com has picked up nearly 24,000 signatures. Sims, in a video posted online after the controversy, said he can do better, but did not apologize. Planned Parenthood stood beside him. Of course they did. While they did say they did not condone Sims' approach, they called him a champion on pro-life issues. Ashley Garrick is the mother of two of the teens targeted by Sims. The girls are 13 and 15. She told Fox News they didn't know he was an elected official when he started verbally assaulting them for their skin color, religion, and political ideology. "Just the fact that he's an adult male interacting aggressively with teenage girls, that alone is inappropriate," the mom said. "His being a politician doesn't just supersede him being an adult man aggressively approaching teenage women. I just love for people to understand the core of the pro-life movement is a prayerful movement. We want abortion to end. We want women to have a better option than abortion in their lives. This is not about aggression. I would never engage in that." Yeah, and this woman is saying you're not a good human being while defending Planned Parenthood and the abortionists. Talk about having a skewed worldview and ideology. But, you know, when you're subjected to that constantly through the public education system, this is what we end up with. 16 after 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. Right back with more. I'll catch up with the text line. And, by the way, Chick-fil-A is also in the bullseye of the left again. Be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeez, whoever this individual is on the text line is like a dog with a bone. Texted me early in the show, and apparently they must have gotten a ticket from an unmarked police car. And so they sent me a text message, is it legal in South Carolina to be stopped by an unmarked car? And I said, yes, it is. I mean, you see it all the time. And they kept sending me text after text, well, where is it written in the South Carolina state law? And I said, well, just Google sc.gov. You can find every law that's ever written in South Carolina. Well, I don't know how to do that. And so now I get, well, great. But since you know, you should be able to tell me the statute if you really looked it up. What am I, Mr. Encyclopedia Britannica? Okay, if you insist, it's Title 23, Chapter 6. Happy now? Now, there have been bills introduced in the legislature to prevent unmarked cars from stopping you, but it's never passed. You know, and I suspect if you hadn't gotten a ticket from an unmarked police car, you wouldn't have posed this question and bugged me about it all afternoon to begin with. Hey, let's give it a rest. Meantime, one of the nation's most popular eateries again under attack in where else? California, where otherwise tolerant social justice warriors are foaming at the mouth. Yep, you guessed it, Chick-fil-A witnessing a financial attack on the popular chicken restaurant over the religious views of the company's president. This time, however, there are real concerns over exactly how this decision will impact our inalienable right to religious freedom. The faculty at California Polytechnic State University, not exactly the MIT of the academic world, recently voted to ban Chick-fil-A from campus, accusing the restaurant's charity arm of being in violation of our values, whatever they may be, and suggesting that Chick-fil-A's presence on campus is similar to having pornography or a Hooters at the school. Cal Poly's Academic Senate voted overwhelmingly in favor of blacklisting Chick-fil-A restaurant from the school's San Luis Obispo campus due to the company's owner and his religious views. However, the university president, this will file this one under cooler heads may prevail, the university president expected to veto the faculty vote. You know, they talk about diversity and inclusion. And they're all for diversity and inclusion until a conservative comes along. And then, you know, all of a sudden, not so much. I saw this story recently, too, and I thought, geez, really? A guy who's a former Navy SEAL applied for a position with the New York City Fire Department and was rejected because of his age. Sean Donovan is his name. He's 37 years old, all right? Served four combat tours in the sandbox in Iraq and AFPAC, leaving the military in 2020. So he applied to be a firefighter in New York, scored in the top 1% on his entry exam and passed the physical. But a background investigator told him he wasn't eligible because he was 6 months and 25 days too old to qualify. Although he's still fighting to gain entry into FDNY, now he has plenty of other options. After hearing his story, fire departments including Denver, San Francisco, and other cities have said, yeah, come on. We'd be happy to have you in our fire department here. In on the text line 71307, Bobby, I believe this country is at civil war. We are without the bloodshed. Let's hope it remains that way. We can beat them in the world of ideas. I mean, look at the ideas they're pushing. You know, free college for everyone. Yeah, right. Who's going to? There's nothing free. Green New Deal with its $90 trillion worth of spending to do away with automobiles and airplanes and cow flatulence so that the coal-fired furnace plants can continue to pump out the CO2 they're so afraid of in India and China and every place else for the next decade. It's insanity. Bobby, are social justice warriors the new ambulance chasers? Good question. Texter said, Bobby, it's just that you're so darn smart, we think you know everything. Well, if I give that impression, believe me, it is not justified by the facts. Bobby, can you give me the contest word again? Missed it trying to get caught up on some of the honeydew list. I know how that goes. West. Keyword for this hour, West. Bob, ideology of the left? How about idiotology of the left? Bobby, I'm sorry, but in the case of this Miss Ward and her attack on the pro-life terrorist at UNC Chapel Hill was, in my eyes, somewhat justified. I am by no means an abortion activist or supporter. However, I've seen the gruesome and hideous depictions this group in question uses. It is as much exploitation of the aborted child as anything else could be. It is not intended to change minds. It is intended for shock value. And for the record, I love my dogs, yet I will not donate to the ASPCA because of their exploitive television ad showing dogs in the most terrible conditions. It's not meant to promote safety and caring for animals. It's meant to pull at your heartstrings and get you to react in the way they want you to, and I don't agree with that. Yeah, but these are real pictures of real things that happen in the real world. And I'm sorry, but assaulting the guy and beating him up is a totally unacceptable response. 6:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Patrick's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. Today's edition of Boneheads in the News is on the way next.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, I certainly hope so. Entertained and perhaps a bit more informed than before the afternoon began. 6:38 now, 22 before 7, and that means it is time for today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Yes, here we go. Boy, talk about an attitude. You know, there's a fine line between being resourceful and just being downright tacky. Woman from Pennsylvania just posted a story about her wedding on a Facebook group called That's It, I'm Wedding Shaming. She recently got married. She says she let one of her dad's friends bring his daughter and the daughter's husband to the small wedding, but she became a little upset when she discovered that the woman she barely knew had brought along 10 Tupperware containers. Some nerve, huh? The woman filled 7 of them with food from the buffet dinner, 3 of them with dessert, then grabbed a few beers and some floral centerpieces on the way out. She didn't miss a trick. Oh, and her gift to the couple? $5 bill. Nice. The woman was not struggling financially. She just wanted leftovers. Big debate in the comments on the post about whether or not what the woman did was okay. Some people actually defended her, saying the food would have gone to waste if she didn't take it. Nobody knows that for sure. Most of the people were horrified by what she did. This kind of minor crime feels so beneath the Joker, like this wouldn't cause anarchy and chaos at all. Police in Toronto looking for a guy who went into a restaurant last week dressed as the Joker and stole the tip jar. Real master criminal at work here. For what it's worth, his makeup and the way he styled his green hair looks more like the Jared Leto Joker or the comic book Joker, not Heath Ledger or Jack Nicholson. Anyway, the cops release a surveillance video of the guy stealing the tip jar and hoping to track the guy down. You know, theft charges are pending for this individual. Well, meantime, in the world of boneheads, a council member in D.C. wants to allow people to issue each other parking tickets. Yeah, he says it's to protect the public from people who block bike lanes, fire hydrants, and crosswalks. As you might imagine, not everyone thinks this is a brilliant idea. Here's the councilman and a few of his constituents.
It would start small. Just 10 people per ward can be trained, make sure that they're ready to go. But when they see a vehicle that's blocking a bike lane, blocking a crosswalk, blocking a fire hydrant, they would have the ability, using an app on their phone, to be able to take a picture and actually have a ticket that would be issued.
I think that civilians shouldn't be able to do that, because if you want to do that, then you should be able to, you should be like a law enforcement, like... We have law enforcement for a reason, and that's their job.
Yeah, I personally, in my youth, paid for most of the streets here with my parking tickets. I do not like it.
I'm paying my tax dollars, and that's the law. And if I'm a law-abiding citizen, I'm going to, you know, participate in that.
I identify with a guy who said, I paved most of these streets with my parking tickets. Well, there's an app for everything. This proves it. There's a new way to block your friend's baby photos on Facebook and replace them with pictures of, well, things like cars and food. The app is called The Baby Blocker. You download it for the Chrome web browser. Even better, here's the video that they posted online about this thing.
What do parents do with their bundles of joy? Share the joy. With thousands of baby images on your newsfeed, whether you like it or not. So put on the baby blocker instead. It's a Google Chrome extension that swaps photos of babies for things you actually like, giving you more browsing pleasure and a 99.9% certainty you'll stay kid-free.
Okay, so there you go. You don't want to see the babies? You can block them. Meantime, 78-year-old bus driver in Utah fired. What'd he do to get himself canned? Well, he pinned a kid's backpack in the door of the bus and then dragged him 150 feet along the sidewalk. Well, the kid's mom says he did it on purpose because her son is biracial. But the driver told the local news he's not racist. And here's his explanation of why.
A Utah mother is now suing the school bus driver who she says intentionally dragged her son. She claims that bus driver did it because he's racist.
Yeah, video from the school bus shows the 14-year-old's backpack gets stuck in the doors as he exits. The bus starts moving, dragging him several feet as students look on. In a civil rights lawsuit, the teen's mom claims he was targeted because he's biracial.
I was glad he didn't kill him. I was glad he didn't go under the wheels.
Would you say that you're racist?
Not at all. No. Look at my dog. He's as black as can be.
Okay.
That's his explanation. No, I'm not racist. Look at my dog. He's as black as you can get. that's his story, and he's sticking to it. There you go. There's today's edition of. Oh, and by the way, today's edition of Boneheads in the News. All right. Is brought to you by the new Lincoln. Because if you buy one, it makes you cool.
Here I am, sitting in my Lincoln.
All right.
Contemplating why I thought I'd be as cool as Matthew McConaughey if I bought one of these cars.
All right.
I don't own an expensive house with big glass windows. I don't have no fancy friends watching me play pool. I don't fall backwards into a swimming pool.
Uh-oh.
I don't normally speak with a southern accent, but I am stopped in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
Contemplating.
All right.
Why I bought this Lincoln.
Hey, move it, pal.
I'm going.
There you go. Today's Boneheads in the News brought to you by the all right new Lincoln, because it makes you cool or something.
Boneheads in the News.
7:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, Dan.
Welcome back. The closing few minutes here, the Bobby Mack Show, the Tuesday bonus hour rolling on. By the way, today is the 35th birthday of Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg, as a lot of people call him. He started Facebook out of his dorm room at Harvard in 2004 after stealing the idea from those two brothers. He had to pay off to make them go away, the twins. Today, his net worth, $67.5 billion, and he's up to his usual tricks. There is an election coming up in Italy, and in advance of that, Facebook has shut down 23 major populist Italian pages that have 2.5 million followers. 2 weeks to go before the European elections. Nice work, Zuckerberg. Yeah, they're not censoring anybody on there. Certainly not. Wouldn't want to accuse them of something as outrageous as that. Bobby, in on the text line. All right. That bus driver. Oh, man. Whoops. Can you say he gave the wrong answer? Yeah, I think that's a safe conclusion to reach. Bob, that was hilarious about the bus driver's response to dragging the kid. Just got home from work sitting in my truck laughing. Yeah. What's up with that guy? Well, he's 78. I guess he figures, what have I got to lose? Here you go. Here you go, big fancy TV reporter. My dog is black. How do you like that? Bob just got off the driving range. Any chance to hear the keyword? Thank you. Love your show. Yeah, got a few more minutes to get the last one in for today. It's West, W-E-S-T. Text it to 72881. Bobby, please check out Microsoft's new politically correct suggestions. Suggestions being in quotes, in new Word software. Not enough just to correct your spelling. Now politically correct verbiage, too. He and she corrected to they and them, etc. From D in Greenville. Can all these places just be burned down? You know, Google and Facebook. Can they all just, you know, be obliterated? Bobby, one thing in life is free, God's salvation through his son Jesus. Amen on that. Hey, Bobby, if Trump wins 2020, are the Democrats going to stop their attacks on the president? Yeah, fat chance. Fat chance. Bob, remember, as Ronald Reagan said, it's not that the Democrats don't know anything, but that everything they know is wrong. Bob, what do you mean there's no bloodshed in the current cultural war? The blood of 60 million babies is on the hands of liberals and spineless conservatives. Bob, didn't that woman at UNC refer to them as pro-life terrorists? Yeah, I believe that expression was used. Bob, Mark Zuckerberg. Okay. And I saw this story today. Do I have time? I can get the gist of this. This is from thehill.com, which is kind of left-leaning. The story with the headline, Will Political Correctness Kill Classic Movies? And I thought, well, this is way behind the power curve. Are you kidding? Will political correctness kill classic movies? It's already well on the way to doing that. You know? John Wayne, legendary star, pummeled a few months ago, decades after he's passed away, for a racially insensitive Playboy interview he did in 1971 that had the lefties screaming to have his name stripped from John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California. Can you imagine any studio in Hollywood giving a green light to a remake of Blazing Saddles? Yeah, that's likely to happen. How about Bond, James Bond. Early adventures, 007, treating female characters in a sexist fashion. Some Like It Hot, 1959, two men dressed in drag. Insensitive, can't have it. Sound hysterical? No, not really. I mean, considering, you know, it's in vogue to tear down statues that don't align with current groupthink. And who's further left than Hollywood? Right? And the examples in this piece go on and on. Bounce TV yanking reruns of The Cosby Show after his conviction on rape charges. The Louis C.K., the comedian, his stuff's all gone. Woody Allen, he can't get arrested anymore either. Ends up posing the question, is this the best way to deal with art? Wouldn't a screening of one of these films, followed by an informed dialogue on its place in culture, be more illuminating? You know, the members of the audience could process the material on their own terms and decide about the context for themselves. But that is the key word missing from all these PC-themed conversations, context. Because without it, these PC scolders too often win the day. It's a good piece. It's at thehill.com, written by Christian Toto. Toto? I'll get you and your little dog. Got to wrap things up for today. Thanks so much for being along. We will see you tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday evening. See you tomorrow for Hump Day. God bless. That's all, folks.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
You say goodbye.
What?
And I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Broadcast day.
Goodbye.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.